We took time with Galbraith because he was studying power's track, the slime they drag behind them, showing its global nature and how governance is done clandestine by applying and withdrawing credit. We see this whenever large sums are exchanged between large banks and states, or large states to smaller ones, or on Galbraith's and Henry's scale by the big global banks setting interest rates and imposing austerity globally. And we know that austerity means disciplining the people to accept less and less control over our lives, less and less earth for our personal use, the absence of leisure for ourselves and our children, the absence of health, less and less safety net, and of course, less and less food, especially untainted and fresh. And this is a global imposition of less, accomplished simply by siphoning money, a representation of Earth, out of our communities by powers, henchmen, and government, quite nonchalantly, who sadly or blithely, it little matters, cite their budget authority, raise it up high, and pound it hard on our heads. The wage work system destroys our empathy. The surveillance state destroys our trust. Each one of us is meant to grow our full gifts. Division, coercion, and necessity forestalls this process. The hiding and pretense warps our humanness. None of it, even remotely, brings happiness.